This year will mark the 17th season for the Great Lakes Cruise Company, bringing tourists and their money to the Great Lakes. This year we'll see three new cruises between Chicago and Montreal, along with a new ship, the Saint Laurent. Chris Conlon is president of the Great Lakes Cruise Company. Chris, you've added this fourth ship, the Saint Laurent. You have boosted the number of cruises on the Great Lakes in the Northeast to 22. So there are enough people willing to cruise the lakes?
That's right. It's hard probably for most listeners here to imagine cruising on the Great Lakes. We've grown up around them. I've grown up around them. I think, wow, I don't need to be on a ship.
Yeah.
And how can a ship even come into the Great Lakes? What's a completely different experience to be out there on the water? So what we're trying to bring to people in that itinerary is the history of the Great Lakes, the cultural aspects of the Great Lakes, the geography and geology, and we have enrichment speakers aboard to talk about that. And then as we choose our ports of call, embarkation, disembarkation, Montreal, Chicago, sometimes it's Toronto to Chicago, oftentimes we've used Duluth. So we're looking at, obviously, the far points of the Great Lakes, and then what is going to be most exciting to people about a cruise. And frankly, majority of our customers aren't from the Midwest. They are California, Florida, Texas. They might have roots in the Midwest, but they're looking for a new itinerary that's close to home, easy to get to, safe, and it's going to have nice accommodations while they cruise the Great Lakes.
Now, I'm interested, what do you do to strike the balance between bringing visitors into the Great Lakes and protecting them and keeping them unsullied?
Great question, because we all know about the zebra mussels and how they got here through ballast, saltwater ballast. Well, these ships don't have that. So there's obviously there's a heightened awareness of that. Along the way, the ports of call, we have refuge disposal and pickup. We get provisioned at certain ports of call, but there's no wastewater going back into our Great Lakes, not in the cruise ships.
What do you hope that people who take these cruises will take away from their impressions of the Great Lakes?
Really good question. First of all, the audience is a senior audience. This is not necessarily a family trip because the ships are smaller. There aren't as many activities. There isn't a casino aboard. It wouldn't be allowed even if it would have to be closed if it were aboard. But what people are taking back is that enrichment. It is an educational trip. The destination is not the ship, like so many of the cruises might be, with 5,000 people aboard and water slides and ice skating rinks. That's not the concept. The concept here is to learn more about our nation's history, learn more about the formation of the Great Lakes and what role and importance they had in the formation of our nation.
And I would suspect if you have a Michiganders who say, all right, I'm going to make this a vacation, they are probably getting a chance to see their state with new eyes.
They are. It's a tough sell to Michiganders, as what I told you before.
Because I paddled in that lake.
It's right over there. There's the lake. I'm not going to do that. But it is so eye-opening. And we've taken many, many Michiganders aboard some of the cruises, and they have just such fond memories.
So what are your future hopes for expanding the Great Lakes Cruise Company?
Well, there are only so many ships that can make it into the market. But the niche market, the markets that are kind of off the radar screen, are really increasing in popularity because the world is so small. Cruise ships have been just about everywhere they can go. We now have, there's a lot of Downton Abbey fans out there. You see Viking River Cruises advertise. Well, they're coming to New Orleans. They're starting a Mississippi type. So they're looking for new destinations. So we'll only be able to see more ships come in the market as the economy improves and as cruise lines look for new markets to venture into.
Chris Conlon is the president of the Great Lakes Cruise Company, which is a division of Conlon Travel of Ann Arbor. Good to talk with you, Chris. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.